Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Maggie Payne, and I lead student immersions in the Dominican Republic. Our team from the Lillian Carter Center at Emory partners with folks in locations from the Dominican Republic and beyond to provide essential healthcare services to those that are underserved. Our students partner and work with folks from the Foundation for Peace and the healthcare providers that live and work in the Dominican Republic, providing high quality care in places where there's little or no access to any quality care. And I just want to tell you a little bit about those doctors in the Dominican Republic. They do an amazing amount of work, and they harness their great expertise and their wonderful hearts in spite of a staggering lack of resources. It's an incredible work, and it's wonderful, and I've worked beside them. I just want to tell you a little bit about some of the challenges that our patients in the Dominican Republic are faced with. Let's say you have a little child, and, you know, typically in our country, children will go to the dentist at least by, like, age 3 or 4, but this child's never been to the dentist before. His first opportunity to have what they would call dental care would be he would have 9 teeth pulled. And unfortunately, this is not an uncommon occurrence. And we all know how important a healthy smile is to our health and our well-being and just our own personal self-esteem. But in fact, if you don't have good dental care, you may not be able to access gainful employment. Or what if your little niece, let's say your little niece is so sick, so anemic, so malnourished, that she can't even get up and play with her fellow children. And what's really frustrating about it is she has a parasitic disease that could easily be treated. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I can get depressed and I can feel like there's just nothing but bad news in the world and there's nothing I can do. But then I remember one of my ERMD colleagues who used to say, if everybody does a little, a lot gets done. So this is your chance to do a lot for the people of the Dominican Republic. Your donations tonight will go to provide crucial health care for those folks in the DR. There's that little QR link at the bottom of your screen. It won't bite. Don't worry about it. It won't hurt you. Actually, every time you hit that thing, you're going to feel better and better. So I want to welcome you tonight. And without further ado, I'm so excited to welcome you and to introduce Atlanta's own Indigo Girls.